Colonel Hamish Robson is the Deputy Chief of Staff for 1 UK Armoured Division. So what are the reasons behind Clean, Fit and Health Week?
It's a constant theme within the division, really, just to remind people of the sort of key tenets, really, I guess, of how we ought to be treating ourselves. So drug-free is the clean bit. Fit, obviously, for our employment, and I think that's pretty well understood. And the healthy bit is perhaps where we're focusing this week, on looking after ourselves through healthy eating, nutrition side of life, and also the mental aspects as well, just being good to each other.
And what events are happening as part of this initiative?
Well, there's a particular focus on no smoking, obviously reinforcing the national campaign. So down 20 Brigade, I'm aware of a couple of events down with salt course competitions, and really just supporting those people who are seeking to give up smoking, because it can be a bit of a wrench for some.
Smokers possibly smoke more in Germany due to them being so cheap. So what advice is there for people to get themselves out of the trap?
Well, I think there's quite a lot of advice through the medical chain as much as anything else. But the important thing is probably just support from those who your co-workers, you know, the fellows that you work with. And I think really that's our big focus this week, is just helping those who want to take that step to give it up.
Clean, Fit and Health Week is also raising awareness of drug testing, or CDT. So what do soldiers need to be aware of, and what little things could they fall foul of in regards to that?
Well, first and foremost, it's not compatible with service life. We're very clear on that throughout the Army, and all tests now really are done at no notice. So if you do take drugs, you will be caught, and we've seen that across the division already. And of course, there's a consequent effect when you leave service life, so it's just not worth doing, and that's very clear, I think, and it must be clear to everybody.
On the subject of supplements, where can soldiers seek advice?
Well, they're always directed to the Informed Sport website, which is fairly clear, I think, in terms of what can and can't be used. But even then, it's only advice. They can't be absolutely correct. The gym staff can provide advice to chain of command, should be well read into this as well, and the medical centres. But the theme really here is that you don't need to take supplements in order to be healthy and strong for your employment. So just don't.
Also this week, we're looking at the many different ways of keeping fit, as it's not just about the regular unit BT sessions.
But I think we're quite lucky in Germany. There's a fair bit of adventure training facilities, so there's the normal sports programme that you allude to that most people are able to indulge in, the routine PT sessions. But in Germany, there are a lot of very good community facilities. We've got the Mönnesee sailing facility and the Dummersee this year still, as well as adventure training lodges down in Bavaria. So I think we're well placed to just get out there, particularly as the summer comes into bloom.
This week's campaign also raises awareness of mental health. So in what ways can we seek advice on the matter?
I think immediately, you know, just speak to a friend or someone in the chain of command and just say that you don't feel in the right place particularly, and, you know, they can be pointed towards further help. But the Padre is an obvious source, and I know a lot of people would prefer to perhaps tackle an issue through the Padre. The medical chain is obviously where a lot of people go, and we have practitioners who can help resolve issues best caught early, as I understand it. And of course, in the civilian world, there are initiatives like the Big White Wall, where you can just log on and get some advice, which is anonymous and very helpful indeed.
So overall, what's the main goal we want to achieve from this week?
Well, really just a reinforcement of our ongoing campaign of Clean, Fit and Healthy. But for this week, it's to the smokers out there, quit and get fit.
Deputy Chief of Staff for 1 UK Armoured Division, Colonel Hamish Robson.